AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson is charged with suspicion of capital murder, weapons, and obstruction offenses. Authorities say the man accused of assassinating conservative activist Charlie Kirk had expressed opposition to his viewpoints. Spencer Cox is the governor of Utah.
The rifle had a scope mounted on top of it. Investigators noted inscriptions that had been engraved on casings found with the rifle. Inscriptions on a fired casing read, "Notices, bulges, capital O-W-O, what's this question mark?"
Cox says there were chat app messages attributed to the suspect that a roommate shared with law enforcement. The governor also mentioned violent imagery linked to Kirk's assassination.
This is not good for us. It is not good to consume. Social media is a cancer on our society right now. And I would encourage, again, I would encourage people to log off, turn off, touch grass, hug a family member, go out and do good in your community.
Cox says Robinson is believed to have acted alone and the investigation is ongoing. President Trump says he's sending the National Guard to Memphis to fight crime. The mayor in Memphis is a Democrat. The governor of Tennessee is a Republican. A funeral home owner in Colorado who acknowledged abusing 191 corpses withdrew his guilty plea and will go on trial after a judge rejected a plea agreement in a rare decision. President Trump has approved federal disaster aid for six states and tribes following storms and floods that happened this spring and summer. It will allow federal funding to flow to Kansas, North Carolina, North Dakota, and Wisconsin, and for tribes in Montana and South Dakota. In each case, except Wisconsin, it took Trump more than a month to approve the aid request. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh says the genius of the American system of government is no one should have too much power. That's even as Kavanaugh and other conservatives on the high court face criticism for deferring repeatedly to President Trump. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Nepal's president appoints a former chief justice as interim premier and first woman leader.
New interim prime minister, Supreme Court Chief Justice Sushila Kaki, is the first woman to head the Asian country's government following massive protests that collapsed the previous administration. Kaki, a popular figure when serving as the court's only female chief justice in 2016 and the following year, was sworn in Kathmandu late Friday. The appointment was announced by President Ram Chandra Puda office. Street demonstrations starting Monday in Kathmandu over a social media ban had turned violent, with protesters attacking government buildings and police opening fire. The violence prompted the resignation of the previous prime minister. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Albania's prime minister tapped an artificial intelligence-generated minister to tackle corruption in his new cabinet, a project launched with the help from Microsoft. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.